The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Today we have broken the marble ceiling. The sky is the limit. Anything is possible for them.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi declaring that America is now officially a country where everybody gets to play.
We worked to redeem the promise of America that all men and women are created equal.
And on that point, the Republicans seemed genuinely pleased, although clearly they wished it had been one of their women holding that gavel. But there wasn't much time to celebrate the sexual empowerment. More after this. For the euphoric Democratic majority, raising the minimum wage and letting the government bargain for lower prescription drug prices, etc., is the easy part. Lurking behind, not surprisingly, is the hard part, such as a stubborn deficit, which Speaker Pelosi promises to tackle the old-fashioned way, by spending less.
After years of historic deficits, this 110th Congress will commit itself to a higher standard. Pay as you go, no new deficit spending.
That, of course, is traditionally Republican territory. Pay as you go says if you spend more in one place, you must cut something somewhere else or raise taxes. The Democrats are not eager to reach for a tax increase during their honeymoon, so they've got to cut something. And it sounds like it's going to be Iraq.
They must defend their own streets and their own security. A plan that promotes stability in the region and a plan that allows us to responsibly redeploy our troops.
The president would have to swallow hard to go along with that, but CBS's deputy director of surveys, Sarah Dutton, says it's pretty clear he's lost the voters on this one.
Only 23% of Americans now approve of George W. Bush's handling of the situation in Iraq, and 72% disapprove.
And while she may not be commander-in-chief, the woman with the gavel hinted today that she plans to use it to put pressure on the man who is. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, January 5th, 2007.